بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد beholding our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one's dream. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever beholds me in his dream has certainly seen me, as shaitan cannot impersonate me. Note, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was divinely protected from shaitan's influences in his lifetime, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also been safeguarded against the mischief of shaitan after his demise. Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has seen me in a dream will certainly see me in reality. The meaning of the above is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession for that person may be a certainty. Kulayb rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated to him the hadith stating that one has certainly seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if one had dreamt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kulayb says that he mentioned this hadith to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and informed him that Kulayb had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. Then he informed Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that during the dream his thoughts drifted to Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's features strikingly similar. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu affirmed this and informed him that Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was almost identical to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many respects. Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi has written, the shaitan cannot impersonate the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, nor can he impersonate the angels. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.